Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man. And let's just jump right in, Carl. A friend of ours, Buck Ballou, former Georgia quarterback, goes on his show and says that the offensive coordinator for the Georgia Bulldogs, Mike Bobo, is going to step down because of health concerns. And you and I did some digging around, talking to our sources, and they say it's complete bull spit.
So, well, I'll say this, Mike. A lot of people want Bobo to either change what he does.
Me here. Yes.
Or they want him out. And he's good friends, obviously, with Kirby Smart. I didn't think all of this was on Bobo this year, but to hear these rumors that are flying around, and you guys know me. Mm-hmm. I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. This is ridiculous. To say this, Mike, and it not be true, to say this and it not have any factual base behind it, and we're going to talk to our buddy Rusty Manziel coming up at around 2:40 to clear things up. Rusty covers recruiting. He covers the Dogs. You guys know he is an insider. And to hear today that Bobo is actually out recruiting and there's nothing to this rumor makes you wonder what is going on. Is this movement to potentially try to get him up out of Georgia?
Yeah, look, we've said it a million times. He is he's good at what he does, good guy. They're all good guys.
Yes.
But I just don't like his style. I don't think they run the football enough. I think sometimes they let other teams dictate the tempo. And I know that this year a lot of Georgia fans have, you know, surprisingly come to Mike's defense when we've killed Bobo because they said, look, Bobo can't catch the ball, and those Georgia receivers couldn't catch the ball. And this year the Georgia offensive line really couldn't block against the elite teams. You saw it up in Kentucky, you know, and then everybody else kind of had their way with the Georgia offensive line, including Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. But at the end of the day, are you getting the best? Can you get a better, younger, or a different perspective in at offensive coordinator? Todd Monken was no spring chicken.
No.
But he came in and set things on fire.
Well, I think he diversified what they did. And now you're seeing that with the Ravens and how he's made Lamar better. Like, there's no debating what Todd Monken is able to do and how he is, Mike. We've been talking about this all week, developing players and developing these guys on offense. I think Stetson Bennett got better because of Todd Monken.
Right.
I think the guys that we saw win those national championships progressively got better every week. Now, again, is this a situation where behind closed doors, Mike, Georgia, Kirby Smart, maybe even Mike Bobo, look, we know where our deficiencies are on offense. We're not this good here, and here. And we're going to try to cover it up the best we can until we can get the guys in here that we need to. Or this was just a fact of maybe that the play calling and the execution of that play calling was crap all season, and that's kind of what we got.
Right.
I don't know. It's one of the two or somewhere in between. But I'm just going to say I don't think Bobo's going anywhere, and I don't think that he should. Simply put, because of the quarterback situation you had. Guys, Carson Beck at one point went through a 3 or 4 week stretch where, Mike, he had 10 interceptions. You know, you had guys, you mentioned it, dropping the ball. They didn't efficiently run the ball. Connor Riley came on our show this week and said, this is one of the worst years in running the ball for Georgia in a long time.
They wasted whatever you thought Trevor Etienne was going to be. It was a big waste of time. You know, this guy was highly touted coming in from Florida. And just, you know, the Clemson game, unfortunately, he was suspended for. You didn't really need him in that one because they took care of business. Everyone wants to see Frazier get the ball more, but Frazier's got to hold on to that football. But I just thought this year you wasted opportunities. You let Texas. I thought, you know, the Texas game where Carson Beck, you got to just sit him down. What are you doing? What's going on? How do you not figure your quarterback out? He's a guy that whatever you thought Carson Beck was going to be, help him out. Did Mike Bobo help him out? Well, whether you think Mike Bobo should be the guy or not, the rumor about him stepping down because of health concerns we are hearing is not true. We're also hearing he's actually in South Florida on the recruiting trail right now. More on that at 2:40 with Rusty Manziel. I would, if I was Kirby Smart, move on from Mike Bobo. I would move on from Stacy Searles. Again,
which one though? If you had to pick one,
I think Stacy Searles in the correct offensive line. But yes. I've never been a big fan of Bobo going all the way back to his first run here. I can cite different incidents. I was joking around on Wednesday with Chris. It's like the Alabama game where you say, "Hey, let's get into a peeing contest with Jalen Milroe." No. Run the ball. Play your game. Just like 2011, Boise State comes to town. Hey, there you go, high up-tempo. You're going to try to match that? No, play SEC football. Run it down their throat. I've never been a big fan of Bobo.
So let me, but Kirby, let me ask
Kirby's,
you.
That's his guy.
It is, but let me, don't you think he's gotten better, though? Mike, all these years he's been a coordinator.
I think he has a ceiling, and I think you saw it in time. I think, look, everybody has to deal with a counterpunch. Everyone has to deal with what the other team's throwing at you. As Mike Tyson says, everyone's got a plan to get hit in the mouth, and I just didn't think they kind of countered as well as maybe they should have. How much of that is on the limitations of the roster, to
yep.
your point?
Yep.
That's maybe beyond Bobo's control. But either way, we will get Rusty's take on this coming up at 2:40. Now, the question, and of course, immediately Georgia fans go, well, who are you going to get? Well, I don't exactly have a short list, but I would go with any team which is kicking ass offensively in a balanced attack and pull somebody from that program. Which, by the way, it's not like you make it sound like you couldn't find better than Bobo if he was ever going to be pushed out. I don't buy that argument either.
No, listen, you've got one of the premier programs in the country. These guys are clamoring to get to Georgia and prove that they can do it at that level, win national championships, and potentially move on. Mike, you know, the poster child right now for Georgia is Todd Monken. He's about to get a head coaching opportunity in the National Football League. And you said it, he's not a spring chicken. So you come here, you win, you get the recognition, you move on. Yes, you make a lot of money, but in the process, you also grow as a coach. This is a great location for anybody to want. So for Georgia fans, that should be your last thing that you're thinking about is who would want this job or who can we get. Hell, there's probably 10 guys right now off of this rumor that are calling Kirby Smart.
Right, and the other thing is, you know, we've talked about this a million times. When we hired Todd Monken, Carl and I kind of just shrugged, like, okay. Because Chaney was no great shakes. You know, if you think about it, we never understood what happened or didn't happen when Justin Fields was here. But then you get on to Todd Monken, who had been at Southern Miss and had been a lifer back and forth in the college and pro game. But he really took it to another level.
He grew.
And they say that he used to drive Stetson crazy, and Stetson and him had like this love-hate thing. But it worked, and it turned into two natties. He goes to Baltimore. Look, I still don't understand what happened in last year's AFC Championship. But this year, he takes a guy that's already won the MVP twice, and he's got even better numbers now and should be the third-time MVP with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar's accuracy is up. It's as high as it's ever been. Quarterback rating as high as it's ever been. 40-plus touchdowns. I mean, it speaks for itself. You can't dismiss that not being Todd Monken in his ear, Mike,
right,
and helping him along the way and getting him prepared. Now, we know he's a special player, but the things that matter at quarterback, he's gotten better at. And so I'm with you. I mean, the reason why I wasn't excited at the time when he got hired at Georgia is, to your point, he was an old-school guy who I thought was going to bring in an old-school attitude and certainly a playbook to Georgia. He didn't do that. They opened up the playbook with the walk-on and let him throw it around the yard, and then they had the best defense in the country, which helped them. So you got more possessions. You scored more points. I just didn't think he was going to be the coordinator he turned out to be.
And don't forget, guys, Jim Chaney came here because Jim Chaney was a package deal with Sam Pittman.
That's right.
It was like the old days of Rooms to Go. I really like the couch and I love the coffee table. Do I have to take those ugly lamps? No, it's a package deal. You got to do it. So now we'll see where this one goes. But first things first, what we're hearing, Buck Ballou dropped this earlier today, but a lot of folks that we're talking to, and Rusty will give us more clarification, that the rumors that Bobo's going to step down over health concerns are unfounded.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.